With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says investigators believe a transient smoking a cigarette may have started the fire that burned at least two homes and several outbuildings yesterday in Evergreen, northeast of Kalispell. The man was interviewed last night and charges are pending. Curry says the fire burned 6.5 acres, 2 to 3 homes, and 6 to 8 outbuildings. Deputies evacuated 25 to 30 homes, but Curry says residents had likely returned home by today. A federal grand jury has indicted a Wyoming man arrested in the fatal roadside shooting of a Montana man and his wife. Prosecutors say that in a court filing, the Great Falls grand jury returned the indictment against 18-year-old Jesus Deniz of Warland this morning. Investigators say Deniz killed Jason and Tana Shane on July 26 when they and their daughter offered him roadside assistance in Pryor on the Crow Indian Reservation. The daughter, Jora Shane, was wounded while fleeing. A court date on the indictment's charges has not been set. State wildlife officials have relocated a female grizzly bear that was responsible for killing domestic sheep east of Avon. USDA Wildlife Services captured the bear on Monday near the site of Sunday's livestock depredation. The 271-pound grizzly had no prior history of killing livestock. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks radio-collared the bear and released it Tuesday near the South Fork of the Flathead River on the edge of the Great Bear Wilderness. Members of armed groups that call themselves constitutional advocates have arrived in Lincoln to support a mine owner during an ongoing dispute with the U.S. Forest Service about a federal mining claim. The Helena Independent Record reports members of the groups Oath Keepers, Pacific Patriot Network, and 3% of Idaho have come to Lincoln to begin a security operation at the White Hope Mine east of town. In this video on YouTube, Oath Keepers member Joseph Santoro asks for more help.
This is a general call to action for all American patriots to support this operation.
The group say that the mine claim George Cornack holds predates 1955 regulations that granted surface rights to the Forest Service and instead falls under an 1872 law that would grant both surface and subsurface rights to Cornack. The Forest Service says Cornack abandoned his claim when he missed a filing deadline in 1986, meaning the claim is now regulated under 1955 laws. Fire managers in Glacier National Park say the fire burning there neither grew yesterday, nor did the amount of fire line constructed around it. The fire remains estimated at just under 4,000 acres in size and 67% contained. Fire crews are shifting some of their efforts away from building new fire line to work on reducing hazards along going to the Sun Road. The Park Service has placed a priority on getting the closed half of the road on the park's east side open as soon as possible. Going to the Sun Road is the park's top tourist attraction, and the eastern half of it has been closed since the fire broke out July 21st. New figures show the fire didn't have a huge impact on overall park visitation numbers in July. Although the park's St. Mary entrance saw a 20% dip in visitors in July, overall visitation to Glacier was only down 0.5% versus July last year. And through July, overall park visitor numbers for 2015 are up. 11% more people came to the park versus the same period last year. July and August are peak months for visitation at Glacier National Park. State wildlife officials have given initial approval to a plan expanding the ability of landowners to obtain permits to kill elk to reduce the spread of disease to cattle. Montana Fish and Wildlife Commissioners voted unanimously today to allow additional hunters in southern Montana to take up to 250 elk that move near livestock herds from January to April of 2016. The updated plan would let livestock producers choose people to participate in state-approved dispersal hunts outside Montana's regular 5-week elk season. Officials say it will allow landowners to respond faster to prevent possible transmissions of brucellosis. The disease can cause animals to prematurely abort. The proposal is open for public comment before the commissioners take a final vote in October. State officials have filed criminal charges against a man accused of scamming investors into giving him more than $24,000 to produce a cowboy documentary he said would be narrated by Clint Eastwood. Deputy Security Commissioner Lynn Egan says just over $200 remained when the state froze Matthew McClintock's bank accounts. The Yellowstone County prosecutor is deciding whether to file charges against a 17-year-old after an inquest determined that the fatal shooting of a 15-year-old friend was justifiable homicide. 17-year-old Seth Culver shot 15-year-old McKeon Mackie Schulte when the younger boy knocked on his bedroom window late at night. I'm Eric Whitney.